realise you're standing on a drawbridge, Johannes?
Oh.
The bridge is still operated by hand using a crank handle on the other side.
We're standing at lock 100 of the Ludwig Danube main canal, a project of King Ludwig I of Bavaria's that went all the way from Kelheim to Bamberg and had 100 locks.
And what hard work it was. A total of 9,000 people worked to dig 173 kilometres of canal, and all that without the appropriate equipment. They had to overcome enormous height differences and build 70 dams and more than 100 road bridges, not to mention the canal bridges and underpasses. Charles the Great had had to abort the mission.
Emperor Charles the Great once dug in the Danube mosses, a stretch of canal, the work stagnated. He was sorry, the canal stayed dry, and to this date, the plan languished until another great tried his hand or something like that.
Well, you're quite the little poet, aren't you, Johannes? As far as I know, there are another couple of verses, but it's true. I even saw the famous Charles myself once.
The Einhard Annals report that Charles the Great, 793, paid a visit to a construction site for a canal he wanted to have dug between Altmühl and Regnitz. But he was forced to abort his plan when his efforts kept sinking in persistent rain and boggy subsoil.
Yes, well, that's where King Ludwig was luckier. His canal construction project was a prestige object. His aim was to connect the Black Sea with the North Sea in the hope of securing a potential economic stimulus for Franconia and to give the railways some competition. He never really trusted freight traffic by rail.
Well, the construction of the rail network must have taken place at more or less the same time as the building of the canal. I mean, the canal construction project was planned in 1829, and in 1835, the first locomotive travelled the stretch between Nuremberg and Fürth.